Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
By the telly, the venues in Manchester just swerving with Balotelli. The fuck you trying to tell me? Bothers me when you gotta play therapist. It's just embarrassing to even bring up these niggas and make the comparison. They just gotta forgive me. This watch is a 150. Still ain't got the time for a shit to be acting iffy. Running through the city with niggas, I give a kidney. Selling under 150. You niggas gotta be kidding. Is this even still a discussion? Don't you ever wake up disgusted? Every million I gain an enemy or a cousin, and people's feelings have changed ever since I became something. Girls are becoming ladies, and my friends are having babies, and babies are dropping dead in my city. This shit's crazy, and I don't know if speaking on it helps. This shit's on my mind, I just keep it to myself, you know?
Can't you talk to
me?
Yeah.
Radio Show.
Real Talk, your hip-hop informer. It's Hump Day Wednesday, January 23rd. Tonight, we will recap Monday's spectacular second presidential inauguration of our honorable Barack H. Obama. A 28 million people watched from their homes while there was a record attendance for the second inauguration here on the Mall. There was an estimated 600,000-plus folks out here in D.C. And this evening, we're going to talk about the highlights of this event. The Obama family, the girls, they're growing up, beautiful little girls growing up, so poised. Hey, they repped us correctly on Monday. Michelle and her man, all her fashion sense, got everybody talking about her. I can't believe they were talking about the bangs, though. It took me a minute to even understand what they were talking about the bangs. You know, that hairdo... Inappropriate. I was going to take the word bang to the next level, but I know our president banged. I know that. Senator John Boehner, you know, we're going to talk about his fakeness all up in the business, all over President Obama, like they were best friends. He was in all the photo ops, and we know how John Boehner feels about President Obama. So why was he all up in the business? I don't know. We're going to talk about it. And I don't know how Beyonce's performance has become like front page news. I'm looking at a headline, USA Today. It reads, "Oh say did she sing?" Come on, for real.
Really?
"Oh say did she sing?" Beyonce's anthem.
Right?
Yeah, Beyonce's anthem becomes a Washington controversy. Before we go any further, because she's been dipped on in the conversation already, all the way live. From Charlotte. You've been missing her. I've been missing her too. I thought she quit the show on us. Give it up for Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon and a morning time. How is everyone doing in this fine world? No, I did not fall off the face of the earth or quit this show. I was just under the weather. Under
like
a bridge.
Like not another one bites the dust.
I know, right? We got a no-show and a bleeder. No,
hey.
None of those.
Hey, listen.
No.
Listen, President Barack Obama showed his behind on Monday as the country came out to represent and to big him up. What does big up mean? It means to applaud, to uplift, to honor. Big up, Obama. Hey,
yes,
I'm thinking Michelle Obama could probably run for president in 2016 and win.
Well, thank you. What? Look, she got more fat kids running around America than when the Big Mac came out. You know, I'm telling you, she's done a good job. I mean, she has really stepped up as a first lady and,
absolutely,
you know, and not just played the back. Not saying that, you know, the former first ladies had done so, but, you know, this first lady has been compared to, you know, Lady Bird Johnson and other first ladies that have really connected with the people that, you know, got them in office. And,
absolutely.
And, it's, you know, so it's like, you know, you want them to be human. You want them to be looked at as human and not just, you know, the powers that be. And then,
yeah, and I believe that this administration has been the first administration, I'm going to say along with President Bill Clinton's administration, where they're really trying to make it as bipartisan as possible. I'm going to quote the president, you know, recently, is the comment that he made, you know, we're in need of a common national vision, you know, not one solely Democratic or one solely Republican. And you can tell the president really means that. He's really trying to bring the country together. So let's talk about the good. Tonight we're talking about the good, the bad, and the strange of the president, the presidential inauguration here in Washington, D.C. I'm coming to you live tonight, just a few blocks from the White House. And I can tell you the city is still you can still sense the excitement in the air. But guess what? The city is back to business. You see that Congress passed an extension on the debt limit. They've extended the debt limit out to May 18th to give the House and the Senate an opportunity to get the physical budget together. Yesterday, the president and the Bidens participated in the National Day of Prayer. We need prayer. But let's talk about the good from the inauguration. I'm going to tell you what I appreciated the most about the presidential inauguration. Not only did I appreciate the fact that the Obamas kept the Carter precedent going, and they actually got out of the car and walked the streets and waved at the people and gave people an opportunity to do photo ops. But you know who I really, really I love him like a real uncle. That's our crazy Uncle Joe. I love
right.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah,
Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, he just breaks all the rules all the time and really don't care. Uncle
right.
Joe running up and down the street from one side to the other side, shaking hands, hugging people, taking pictures. Now, Joe, you know the Secret Service don't want you doing that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Joe said, I don't care. I'm going to be president in 2016. It don't matter.
Right.
We love your Uncle Joe. We love your Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe talks. You know, he speaks up for the people that don't have a chance to say anything. You know, I mean, I think that, honestly, and I've said this time and time again, I really feel like President Obama is going to be like the second president to ever do a third term. Honestly, I just really do. I don't know why I feel that way, why so strongly, or why, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, that'll never happen. But I just have a strong a feeling that it could be possible with this president. I mean, especially with everything that he came in the door up against and to have secured the second term, secured it. I don't mean like he kind of got it. It was, you know, barely winning. No, he secured the people's vote. He secured the popular vote. You know, it's like.
Yeah, he shut it down.
He shut it down, period.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to also touch on that, the funniness of the inauguration with Beyonce lip singing. I mean, it's not the first time that it had happened, if, in fact, she did lip sync.
Let's just cut straight to the chase. She did lip sync, but
right.
It's not like she did a Milli Vanilli. That's her
exactly.
voice. I mean, you know, she has a huge performance coming up at the Super Bowl. And
right.
And guess what? She wasn't the only one that lip sung. You know, the whole, that band, I don't know what you call fake playing, but
right.
they was faking. They weren't playing really. You know,
right.
It was all recorded. You know,
right.
But guess what? It is what it is. It sounded beautiful. Let's move on. She looked
right,
good.
Right, because it's worse things that could have, you know, been fake, you know.
And let me tell you something that I heard today here in Washington. On a radio station I was listening to. I was listening to some talk radio here in D.C., and I heard a ridiculous commentator, actually it's two Caucasians, and I just feel the need to make sure we know that they were Caucasians. They were referencing Jay-Z being a participant at the inauguration, and they
okay.
referenced him being a former drug dealer. Saying, you know, that he had no place being at the inauguration. One commentator even went as far as to say, you know, he shouldn't be free.
Oh, wow.
He shouldn't be free. Now check this out now. One commentator said, I don't think he should be free. The other commentator said, well, hold on now. I can't allow you to make that kind of statement on this show.
Right.
He said, I meant free from being incarcerated, you know, not free from slavery.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Saying to myself, do you nincompoops think that's funny?
Right.
Because we're not laughing over here if you think that's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:18. If you're just joining us tonight, we are talking about the presidential inauguration 2013, the good, the bad, the strange. When we come back, we got Regina Smith, Itty Bitty Plant City. We'll be right back to your mama radio live.
Ow. Oh, sorry.
9:18. We'll be back.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reasons. I kept asking God why, and now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
Do the right thing, oh. Go ahead and do be quiet. All the models screaming, performing. Two bad ones with me. It's three something in the mountain. Get it? Jump, hump into the morning. I get it. Her mouth open, she yawning. Get it? I've been on her all day. But if she come my way, I'ma put on my shade. Still giving me faith. But your girlfriend's hating because you in my A. But you over my blur. I'm the king in my city, you can have it your way. I'm the cameraman, set the camera up. Put your booty up, then we can press the replay.
Radio Live representing tonight at the post inauguration. I'm feeling that, boss. I'm feeling that. Hey, CeeLo.
Hi, Gina Jean.
All right, babe.
Yes, he's doing the damn thing.
If you're ever in Washington, D.C., and you're just looking for a nice place to go, Sweet Georgia Brown's on 15th in K Street. Or 15th and one of them streets.
No, Lord. Not one of them.
One of them.
Georgia Brown's, you know, good food, you know, some good live jazz. It's a landmark here. It's a staple here in D.C. Go check it out, Sweet Georgia Brown's. The good, the bad, the ugly. No, we're saying the strange. The good, the bad, the strange.
Strange,
I think
yeah.
It's really strange. That they're making such a big deal over Beyonce's performance. I just think that's just strange.
I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't know. They're crazy. Whitney Houston. She would sing that Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl, the one that everybody, you know,
ranting and raved so much about. Yeah.
Okay.
Give Queen Bee a break.
All right. She just had a baby.
No, I don't know where I've been. I must have been under a rock because I didn't know that Whitney Houston lip sang that stellar performance, because all I remember is she was sweating. She was sweating like she was singing for real.
Come on. She is a power.
I remember them sweat beads rolling down her face like she was really singing.
God bless her, yes, but I really think that may have been a contributing factor to some of those big crocodile drops of sweat that were,
right.
You know, yeah. I hate to say it, but
y'all not gonna talk about my cousin Whitney.
I'm saying cousin Nippy. We love cousin Nippy, but we have to be real about what it is. And as far as Beyonce, I would say they did. I did hear some reports that she was, one, just getting over a cold, two, and that she hadn't rehearsed with the Marine Corps band.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to give a true artist who really does sing the benefit of the doubt in those two aspects, I think.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? You know what I think is, like, stupid? What I think is really strange about this whole controversy surrounding Beyonce and lip singing, the bottom line is it was about 22 degrees. It was about 22 degrees outside on Monday. And if this woman had a cracked, if she had a messed up, guess what? The media would unscrupulously like dog her. So mm-hmm. I mean, she's damned if she does.
She does.
Okay. Damned if she doesn't.
She don't. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because the thing is, yes, if she would have cracked, she probably would have lost her deal.
Okay.
Pepsi
would have been like,
the Super Bowl.
We're gonna reconsider that Super Bowl thing next weekend, boo boo.
Okay. Like You might crack under pressure. But, no, yeah, they said that she didn't have – nobody had a chance to rehearse with the Marine band. No one did.
Right.
So everything had been pre-recorded, not just because of that, but because, as you guys have stated, you know, the cold temperatures. You know, equipment could have failed or anything, and because of it being so high profile – you know, they didn't want to stand a chance for anything to go wrong.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I say this, you know, hail to the king. Hail to the king, and I ain't talking about Jesus Christ. I'm talking about Barack Obama.
Okay.
Hail to the king. Because, you know, the bottom line is this, you know, notably, you know, the inauguration speech spoke of civil rights versus civil liberties. I loved hearing about civil rights on the King Day. You know,
right.
I mean, come on. And then, he referenced gay rights, which was unprecedented.
I would
have to say commendable by a president, because they try to stay away from what's controversial. But at the end of the day, gay rights in a world where it just seems like everything is gay. The fact that he's not afraid to accept people, you know, regardless of the controversy, hail to the king. Hail to the king.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
Absolutely.
It takes a lot to be able to speak on the things that are, you know, in that little book that of unspeakables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, I love the fact that this president, you know, is not afraid to show up when it counts. He's not afraid to show up when it counts.
Absolutely
not.
You know,
I swear, if I was
the president, I wouldn't care what the Republicans said. I would you tell them, you know what, okay, so you don't want to go with everything I'm saying? How about this? I'm just going to go with my executive order on everything that I want to get through, and I'll send y'all home.
Yeah.
No pay.
Yeah.
Let's see how that works. Now we could talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I love the principles that he's preaching versus politics all the time. I mean,
right.
Because it needs to come down to some basic principles in a city that, you know, I mean, come on, is just full of corruption and scandal. He's really trying to bring it back to some common basic values and morals in the midst of blatant racism.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Racism.
In the midst
racism
of blatant
and,
racism.
And snubbing inauguration.
Absolutely. Which I think is a great segue to talk about what I'm deeming the bad of this conversation tonight. Let's talk about Senator John Boehner.
Yes, the jury is in. He's a jury.
Every time you turn around, you saw this face in a picture. Every time you turn around, you saw him.
Right.
You saw him. But I would tell you, there was a moment during the luncheon that took place on Monday where he tried to talk to Michelle Obama while she was eating a salad. She looked at him like, honk you please.
And rolled her eyes. That's what I...
And rolled her eyes.
They're trying to, what the controversy is now is that they're really trying to basically pinpoint what it was that he said to her specifically that caused her to roll her eyes, when in essence it was probably nothing, just like you said. Oh, I'm trying to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you are, don't you see
I'm
me about to stick
eat.
A fork in my mouth?
Yeah.
I'm trying to eat, and don't act like you like us.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
You know? And just the disclaimer, because I don't want to get any emails about the word that I just used. Yes, I said honky.
Yes. I meant it.
We learned that from George Jefferson.
Okay.
Yes,
he told
yes,
us that's what
he's
supposed to do.
Yes, I said it. But I just want to put this out there. I got a lot of honky friends, okay?
Yeah,
so let's
too.
Just move on.
Right.
Me too.
Right, of course. Yes, I have them over. Because
we know the words y'all be calling us when we not there.
Right.
So I'm calling it while you're here.
Okay.
So just
like you see
917-889-3926. If you got a word you want to share tonight, we want to hear it. 917-889-3926.
What is the word that you want to use today, children? I want to play. How about
spell it?
Just for that one, I'm going to play 50 Cent, They Burn Me. Just listen to the lyrics, people. It explains it all. See you on the other side of this. Thank you for rocking.
Back in 3 minutes.
Look at what they did to me. They burned me. They turned me into an animal. They flipped, son. They burned me to the first degree. Me, son. They hurt me. I looked out for the motherfuckers. They burned me. I was good, now I'm bad, see, they done turned me into a monster, I can't believe they burned me. I showed them love, they showed me hate, they burned me. Now I'm heartless, your pain don't concern me. I got so many enemies, so many memories, so many flashbacks, we used to be friends. Sugar turned to shit, people just changed. They keep pushing a nigga to the hammer, go bang. You violate our will, let that motherfucker rain. Feels like money came in. More money came and niggas start foaming out their mouth, growing fangs now. When did I become the savior of the hood? Look, homie, you don't know me, I wouldn't save you if I could. I sacrifice the suckers and they change me. I'm angry, they selfish, all they want is what they want, so they blame me.
Wow.
Like it's all my fault, they ain't caked up. You a grown ass man, damn, when you gon' wake up? Turn 7 to 14, 14 to 28, I'm older 62. Nigga, get up your weight, learn how to duck the jig, stack the paper, then you straight. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm telling they think I'm weak.
They
see the way I grind, and they like the way I shine, they want paper like mine. Man, they be on some shit, when they tryna hit a lint, man, a motherfucker flip. You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip, they ain't loyal to shit. She call the cops on me. I don't love her like I used to. Try to fix what was wrong. Guess it hurts cause I'm gone. My son, he loved me, but she trying to poison his mind. Acting like everything they got ain't come from my grind. I say a prayer for her like, God, please change your heart. All the hatred at one time is tearing me apart. Man, I ain't looking for trouble, I'm looking for blessings. But ever since the money came, me, I've been stressing. Got my ass kicked for being kind, I can't trust nobody. The closer they get to me, the more they take from me. Man, I'm giving all I got to give, I'm trying to live. They look at me, their eyes got dollar signs. They want the kids to give it all up, fall apart, break down. I ain't got much left, what they want to take now. My life, I got so much more to offer. I'ma make them watch me be number one till I'm done. Yeah. I try to help a nigga eat, man, it's hard out on the street, cause I'm trying to think I'm weak.
They
see the way I grind, and they like the way I stand. They want paper like mine. Man, they be on some shit when they trying to hit a lick. Man, I motherfucker flip. You think they won't trip, cause you helped them from the rip. They ain't loyal to shit.
They bringing me all the way down.
Welcome back to TM Hyman Radio Live and my raunchy song by 50 Cent, They Burn Me. That was
love
for the
it.
President.
Power to the people.
The power to the people. And I apologize to anyone that may have been offended by the poetic gestures of profanity that was expressed throughout the works of artistry.
That was very eloquently put, the poetic gestures.
We do respect artistry on this show. We do
yes.
respect artistry.
So it was
hey, it's
done in good artistry taste.
Presidential inauguration 2013, the good, the bad, the strange is what we're talking about tonight. It's Hump Day, Wednesday,
yeah.
January 23rd. You got the crew hanging out. Gina, live out of Plant City. CeeLo, live out of Charlotte.
Yay.
I'm coming to you live out of Washington, D.C. tonight.
Yes, yes.
It is a gripping, like, 17 degrees.
It's brick up there, boy.
Yes. Okay. I know you're not outside. How'd you get to that restaurant?
Hey, I did. Listen. I'm with some folks, and I was like, okay, is Georgia Brown close enough to walk? They was like, hell to the no. We were scared it was next door. We not walking.
Wow.
Hey, Mr. Hyman, it is a chilly willy 52 degrees in Florida right now.
Which is still crazy.
It is. They have on, shorts and jackets and flip-flops like, Floridians do, but, Hey.
That's against the law. That's not even right.
It's horrible. They got the heat on and everything.
Well, I don't know. I think it's like 30-something here. It's not horrible, I guess, like you guys up there in D.C., but it's cold enough that I did only go outside to check the mail, and that was it. Like,
hey.
No,
I put my fisherman hat on for that one.
Hey, talking about some good that came out of the inauguration, Steve Harvey participated. We know Steve Harvey is a real big supporter of President Obama, and the Steve Harvey Morning Show I think had a lot to do with rocking the vote. I know for me, I give mad props to that whole crew because they are really political, and in a day where radio stations and shows really can't take a position because of, the fear of losing advertisers and sponsors, Steve Harvey, drew a line in the sand. But Steve Harvey actually spoke here in D.C. Yesterday, and he's really encouraging men across the country to become mentors, which I'm a huge advocate for. I'm a mentor. I run a mentoring organization back in Hillsborough County in Tampa, Florida. And so I'm just going to, again, encourage folks to rally around the notion of becoming a mentor. In Washington, D.C., where you know, I just heard about a killing over the weekend where a young African-American male was killed at a party. You know, and then recently an African-American male was killed, gunned down on his way home from school. We need positive role models in our communities serving our children. You know, the Obama administration led the National Day of Service on Saturday, which was good. You know, how many people participated and really did service? Don't know. But, you know, when you think of service and mentoring, that's one good thing that I think came out of, you know, the inauguration activities and just Steve Harvey doing interviews and really speaking to groups here in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, you know, big up. But again, we need more mentors for not just African-American males, but for minorities, you know, across the board, and not just minorities. I mean, clearly I'm a minority, so that's where my focus is. But I think people in general need mentors, and not just children. Even adults need mentors. You know, but I digress.
I mean, you've made a very valid point, especially in the fact that not only, you know, do children need mentors, adults need mentors. Depending on what, you know, goals and aspirations you may have, there's always going to be someone that can, you know, lead you in the right direction or give you some words of encouragement or words of advice. So
right. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone. We got a caller calling out of D.C. this evening. What up, Washington, D.C.? Talk to us.
What's going on, the T.M. Hyman family?
Hey, Coop.
Kobe.
Welcome.
Hey, no much. Hey, Terrence, I hear you say you was in D.C.
I am here.
Uh-oh.
Why you ain't hit me up? Why you ain't hit me up, man? Come
shots
on.
Fired.
Oh.
Stop fired.
I've been ripping and running, but I'm here till Sunday, man. So we can get together. I'm here till Sunday.
Oh man, just gonna hit me up. You got the numbers, man. Come on, hit me up.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get together, have lunch or something, man. I'm here till Sunday, so let's do it.
And all better now. See?
Yay.
No black on black crime, see?
No black on black crime.
No, listen, y'all got enough of that going on in D.C.
Definitely.
Hey, man, it's too cold for anything to be going on in D.C. right now, man. Me and my daughter and my mother went downtown for inauguration so we could see the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I was like, man, we're not going to spend no money out here for all these vendors. Man, we were buying hot tea like it was going out of style.
Listen, the makers of...
The funniest thing I saw at a vendor booth and I couldn't believe this, right? And so, you know, leave it to us. I saw a candy bar with Obama's name on it.
Cut out.
And they spelled our president's name B-A-C-K.
No. You cut that out. You cut that out right now.
It was B-A-C-K.
What the front toes?
No,
okay, then shut the front door.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, but you know how we do, right? We get the product back and we like, oops, we're going to sell it anyway.
Anyway, okay?
Yep.
Because guess what? They're going to still eat it.
Exactly. And we ordered 100 cases of these, so we got to move them anyhow.
What?
But you know, behind the scenes, they fussing, talking about, you the stupid one to order them. You told me to order it. No,
right.
I was listening to you.
Right. Well, the third one has just ignored both of them and just went out and started selling them the way they were.
All right. Have y'all been paying attention? I know we had the inauguration this week, but did y'all pay attention? They had my girlfriend testifying in front of Congress today, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I saw.
She was tight,
hey,
too.
Know, she held it down.
Yeah.
She held it down, though.
You know what?
They tried to get in her, but she held it down.
She said it don't matter. At this point, y'all are arguing over something that is completely irrelevant.
Okay. And she said, and I'm basically giving y'all a taste of what y'all going to see in 2016 when I run again.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So go ahead and print up the posters and the buttons.
Okay, you're going to go ahead and get the starch ready for your jock strap, homeboy, because y'all not going to be running it.
Hey, with some authority. She held it down. She held her own. She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Michelle be the vice president.
I agree. And
we're going to have Roseanne Barr for Secretary of State.
No, not Roseanne Barr. Roseanne a tea party.
Too far. He said it went too far.
We're gonna make Oprah the Secretary of Treasury.
You know what? Speaking of
Secretary of Treasury, today I had to run to the AT&T store. So I'm in the AT&T store. I'm standing there. Me and the dude that work at AT&T, we having a good conversation about the inauguration, Obama, politics, and everything. All of a sudden, I turn around, I see this guy. And I look at him like, man, his face, I recognize his face. And I said, is that one of the attorneys I work with? And I'm like, nah. And then it hits me. I said, damn. I'm like, that's Timothy Geithner. And I look, I see this big guy in the corner with a trench coat on. And I said, I said, oh, hell, that's Secret Service. That's Timothy Geithner.
He done peeped the whole scene that quick.
I done peeped the scene. I done seen where the Secret Service at, the scene where the gun is at, and everything. See the bulge. I say, and I was getting ready to play the, be the political groupie that I am, and see, man, can I get a picture with you? But my phone battery was low, so I didn't even bother him. I went outside, and I seen them Suburbans outside with all them dudes with guns in it. I said, yeah, so let somebody act up there if they want to.
Yeah. Oh, not a good time for that.
Okay.
Right.
Not even.
Whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we got 11 minutes left in the show. Thank y'all for rocking with us. And if you missed it or if you're just checking in, you're just going to have to, check the podcast out, which will be available 20 minutes after we are off air. But so, look, I'm going to get into this Waka Flocka money pile. See y'all on the other side of this. Yes, Waka Flocka for Wild Out Hump Day Wednesday.
Hey, we're going to discuss this music later.
Let me see it, girl. It's a drought in these streets and I got a plug. It's a bed, let me pick them up. Bands make my dance, nah. Bands make that bands make my bag up, my sack right. Never play, I got act right. Her hair long, she a red bone, I'm paying her for it.
Make that money pow. 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 Make that money pow.
Ain't been home about a Sunday. I'm in Annie, sparked it funny. Told her I'm this bag of money. She loves me, but then she does it. I'm honestly so dishonest. Pretty and spoke her hardest. I better have been in Harlem. Here's a promise. Can't come with monsters. I run with monsters. Don't got no tonsils. I swear she eat you. Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Like Jesse Jackson. I had to struggle. Life is a hustle. I had to juggle. Like Jesse Tugger. I had to muscle. And use a lane. You had to cuff her. Respect the game, I had to bustle. I'm having paper, you having trouble. You need a favor, you need some paper. I make it rain, I leave a puddle.
Make that money pow.
Minutes left in the show. T.M. Hammond coming to you live out of Washington, D.C. here in the DuPont Circle at the DuPont Hotel. CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Regina live out of Plant City. We got Coop live out of Washington, D.C. Hey, Coop, what was the highlight of the inauguration for you, brother?
The highlight of the inauguration probably was seeing how happy my Uncle Joe Biden was. Uncle Joe was, man.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Joe looked like he just wanted to go ahead, and while Obama was giving the speech, just hopped up and say, "Oh, Barack, you're doing a good job right now." But I just want to tell Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan one thing: y'all ain't here right now.
Oh my God! But Obama had the best album.
Okay.
Hey, did y'all see that? They said that Mitt Romney said, "I'm not going to the inauguration, and I won't be watching it on TV."
Mm. Right.
But I don't blame him for being bitter. I understand he being bitter. I understand.
But can y'all imagine how Paul Ryan felt, who cannot escape the public eye at all?
Oh, yeah. He has to take all that.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable. The reality is, another 4 years. However, I'm praying for Mr. Obama, because he has a lot to do in a short period of time.
Yes, he does.
Right.
And they're not going to make it easy for him.
They're not going to make it easy, but I'll tell you this. I do appreciate the fact that it seems like the Republicans don't want to be blamed for the demise of our economy, so they are trying to be somewhat cordial. I say congratulations to the Republicans for trying to be somewhat cordial.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Hey, because when he first got into office, while everybody was celebrating, they were at a restaurant planning up how they were going to just say no to everything.
Right.
So if they did that the first time, if they're being cordial right now, that means they're being quiet and they're plotting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wolf and sheep.
Okay,
clothing.
Right. But guess what? They got 4 years to do it. So it's not like, you know, they get to sit back for like a week or something and it's all be over when they wake up. No, you got 4 more years. So, and within that 4 years, a lot of them are really old anyway. So if they're still around in 4 years, they'll be worried. They'll be checking into the nursing home. They're not even going to be thinking about the presidential election. They'll forget what they were even upset about.
Well, I'm hoping that because there are a lot of fresh faces in Congress, that their fresh mindsets will come along with those fresh faces.
We must pray so.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, you know, one thing about it President Obama has, I believe, raised a whole another realm of leaders. There's folks who are ready to step into position because of the work that President Obama has done. He represents just, I think, a breath of fresh air in this country, and he represents what's possible. Even the one thing I hear people continuously say that I do not agree with, that we'll never see this again. We'll never see this again. I don't believe that. I think we will see this. And what do I mean by this? We will see another African-American president sooner than later. I believe that.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I mean, there
because
are too many.
He's trying to show us. He's shown us what has to be done. And so, I mean, in this particular hour, and it's a lot going on, but the bottom line is what is true and what is upright is what's going to prevail. You know, the day of people being able to pay their way, you know, out of a situation or pay their way into a situation,
yeah, so.
That's over. It's
yeah.
over. The people are not going to continue to have it. So,
right.
you know, thanks for rocking with us inside this Hump Day Wednesday. We've been talking about the presidential inauguration 2013, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're back
Shiny.
Friday, 9 p.m. Last-minute feedback, comments, questions, concerns.
Well, this is Madam Boston out of Charlotte. I want to tell you guys, whatever you do, do it well. Always good morning in the afternoon. And, yeah, check us out Friday. Check out the podcast. And, yeah, be good to each other.
Nice, nice.
Thank you.
And try not to go out there and lip sing no songs nowhere. Don't be lip singing no songs nowhere.
Lord have mercy.
I don't want to lip sing.
Call karaoke.
Whitney lip synced hers. I mean, Whitney lip synced hers. Everybody making a big
Thank
deal
you.
About Beyonce.
See?
Thank
See,
you.
We told
See?
You. He didn't See? Know.
I didn't know.
He didn't know it.
Hey, cool. I said, all I remember is Whitney sweating up a storm like she was really selling that, singing that song. They say that wasn't, she wasn't.
Then he got mad because we started talking about Cousin Nippy.
Wait,
he got
you know
tight because we started talking about Nip.
You know what they do, though? A lot of times they lip sync it. They have the song, the music playing on the speakers, but they still singing along with it. Because if you look at
right,
Beyonce, you see her veins coming out, and then you saw her pull the earpiece, and I'm thinking what happened was she was getting bad feedback on the earpiece, so she just pulled it and kept on singing.
And we think she was high, so,
yeah.
You know.
Y'all think she was high? Hey, that's sexy to me because she already my baby, and then she blazed, too.
Lord have mercy.
That's when it becomes against the law, and it's just not right. I mean,
not
you cheating
I
on
believe
Rachel
that,
Maddow.
Though. I believe
cheating
that,
on Rachel Maddow is enough. Yeah. You cheating on Rachel Maddow.
Rachel, my boo, though. That's
that.
My boo.
Rolling with Jay, please.
Hey, we're back on Friday. We're back Friday, 9 p.m.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.